The Nigeria police force said it had arrested and detained the policemen who were seen in a viral video brutalizing an Okada rider in Lagos. The force spokesperson, Olamuiwa Ajabi, confirmed this on Wednesday, May 17, 2023, during a Twitter Space webinar organized by Premium Times. The Punch reports that three policemen were seen in the viral video brutalizing the Okada man, identified as Al-Hassan Usman, in the Abule Egba area of the Agbado Oke Odo LCDA of Alamosho LGA. The Okada man brutalized by police officers. One of the policemen was seen hitting his baton on the man while another repeatedly pushed him away aggressively. The man, who tried to wrestle his bike with the policeman, sustained a severe injury as he held onto his forehead, where blood was seen gushing out. The third policeman rode away on the victim's bike while the two others immediately left the scene in a tricycle. The incident, according to reports, occurred 4 days ago. However, details of what led to the incident have not been ascertained. They have been detained, I'm saying it now. I got the video of the Abule Egba incident on my WhatsApp from the Inspector General of Police, Usman Baba, and when he sends material to me like that, I know what it means, he said during the webinar. Lagos State Commissioner of Police, Adowu Awahanwa. He said the Lagos State Commissioner of Police, Adowu Awahanwa, had already detained the men without even waiting for any order, saying the CP, being a thoroughbred officer, knew what to do. We don't waste time when our men misbehave, Ajabi added. According to him, the Lagos police spokesman, Benjamin Hundian, ought to have made their photos available to the public to confirm that the policeman had been detained, saying he was sure Hundian would do that any moment from now.